The poorest victims of Hurricane Katrina had few financial resources to help them through this emergency. Still, even some more well-off evacuees didn't have enough money set aside to cover their expenses and the uncertain future ahead. To understand what lessons can be learned about planning for the worst, we ask Wall Street Journal personal finance columnist Jonathan Clements to join us. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
Now, some of us do live in country prone to disaster. You know, there's earthquakes, other areas where there are hurricanes, tornadoes. How can we prepare for a disaster when, of course, none of us want to believe it's going to happen?
There's a real lesson in what happened with Katrina. And this lesson is this: extraordinary things happen all the time. People look at low probability events and assume that they're no probability events. But I look back at my 20 years as a financial journalist, and all kinds of extraordinary things have happened. I think about the 9/11 terrorist attacks. I think about technology stocks, which fell, 78% over 2.5 years earlier this decade. I think about what's just happened to the city of New Orleans. Low probability events happen all the time, and you really need to keep that in mind as you manage your money.
What's the biggest mistake that people make, then, in failing to prepare for the financial worst?
They tend to be way too confident. We all believe that we have some sort of control over the future and we know what's going to happen. And as a consequence, people tend to make these big investment bets. I mean, you think about people who thought technology stocks were a sure thing in early 2000. You think about people who think that real estate is a sure thing. I mean, there were people who went out and were buying New Orleans real estate in the weeks heading up to Hurricane Katrina. And what you've got to realize is, yeah, little tech stocks, having a house, all that's fine, but you don't want to overload on any one particular investment because something could come out of left field and it could destroy your finances.
If it's important to put one's eggs in different financial baskets, what can a person do?
Everybody should try to have a little bit of money in a regular taxable account. I mean, a savings account, whatever, something that you can draw on easily. One of the things that you see going on a lot these days is people tend to end up with all their money in like these 401k plans or these individual retirement accounts. And then when a disaster strikes, they can't get easy access to that money without paying income taxes and tax penalties. So if you can, try and build up that regular taxable account.
Just a final question, Jonathan. The stock markets have been rallying in the past few days. Why is that?
A couple of things have gone on. One is that people are assuming that interest rates won't rise as much and thus, stocks will look, relatively attractive by comparison. In addition, I think there's some hope that Hurricane Katrina in this sort of weird way will actually spur economic growth because you're going to have to rebuild this entire region. What drives the stock market is news. These events that happen every day are what push stock prices up or down, and you never know how the stock market is going to react. You think Hurricane Katrina, it's a disaster, stocks would go down, but people look at that and say, oh, it might actually be good for the economy. So stocks went up.
Jonathan, thanks very much for joining us.
My pleasure, Renee.
Jonathan Clements is the personal finance columnist for The Wall Street Journal.
This is Morning Edition. Our assistant managing editor for Gulf Coast Operations is Peggy Gershman. I'm Susan Stamberg.
And I'm Renee Montagne.